There have been 4 bear maulings this summer on the Kenai Peninsula. KDLL's Jenny Nyman has more.
A brown bear sow was found dead Wednesday after mauling a 47-year-old Texas man out moose hunting with his brother on the north end of Skelak Lake. Early Tuesday evening, Gregory and Roger Matthews had been separated about 40 yards, making moose calls near Dorishan Bay, when a sow attacked Gregory. According to U.S. Fish and Wildlife officials, Gregory fired at the bear but wasn't sure if he hit it. Roger came to help, and the bear turned on him. Roger shot twice with a .300 Winchester Magnum and believed he struck the bear with both shots. The sow then left the area. Fishermen found the brothers and called in a report at about 6:15 p.m. Gregory was flown to Central Peninsula Hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Staff reported that he was in good condition late Wednesday. Officials investigated the area Wednesday to see if the bear had been acting defensively, possibly protecting cubs or a food source. The brothers had reported seeing 2 large cubs with the sow. The sow was found dead about 100 yards from the scene, with 2 bullet wounds. The cubs were not found, and the sow didn't appear to be lactating, so the cubs were likely 2 to 3 years old. It was determined to be a defensive attack, U.S. Fish and Wildlife officials said. That's most often the case with bear maulings on the Kenai Peninsula, said Jeff Selinger, area wildlife biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
All the ones since I've been here since 2002 were defensive in nature, where there was a sow with cubs or a bear was in close proximity and, you know, they got spooked and they charged.
Tuesday's incident has been the 4th bear mauling of the year on the peninsula, all happening this summer. On July 22nd, a firefighter working on the Juneau Lake fire near Cooper Landing was attacked by a black bear. On August 4th, a woman out jogging with a friend near the trailhead of the Cottonwood Creek Trail across Skelak Lake was attacked by a brown bear. On September 13th, a man walking a dog in the woods near Mile 11 of Funny River Road was attacked by a brown bear. All these attacks were deemed defensive. Selinger said that 4 attacks a year isn't out of the norm for the Kenai Peninsula, though we've been lucky with few to no attacks in recent years.
The past 3 or 4 years, it's been lower than this. Prior to that, we were averaging about 3 a year, and now we've had 4 so far this year. So we had a little bit of a respite there where we didn't have as many maulings, and then we're back up to where we were from the early 2000s till about 2010.
An uptick in maulings this year doesn't mean there are more bears, Selinger said. If anything, bear numbers have likely decreased on the peninsula due to liberalized hunting opportunities since 2012. In Kenai, I'm Jenny Nyman.